Good day, beloved children of God. This is Father Ivan Olmo of St. Mary Catholic Church and School. Today we will be reflecting on the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 1 through 6 and 16 through 18. Please join me now in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, to win the praise of others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right is doing, so that your almsgiving may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on street corners, so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance, so that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you may not appear to others to be fasting, except to your heavenly Father who is hidden, and your Father who sees what is hidden will repay you." Heavenly Father, we love you. We bless you and we thank you for the gift and the call to holiness and to a holy way of life. Blessed indeed, Father, are those who desire perfection in the way you are perfect, in the way that you are holy, in the way that you are lovely. Father, help us, we beg you, to enter into this time of prayer without distractions. Open our poor lips to praise your holy name. Cleanse our minds and our hearts of any worthless, evil, distracting thoughts, feelings, or desires. Please, we beg you, give us the wisdom and the love to pray now, to pray here with you in your attention, with reverence and true devotion. Father, may our poor little prayer this day be heard in your presence, for it is offered through Christ, your beloved Son, our beloved Savior. Amen. Perfect. Perfection. What does that mean to you? What kind of image immediately comes to mind when you consider what is perfect? What does being perfect look like? What does a perfect person look like or act like or say? What is perfection in your image? And that's important for us to consider when we reflect on today's reading that invites us to pray, to give alms, and to fast, not by external appearances and not by blowing our own trumpet and not making a noise and causing distraction or attention to ourselves, to draw attention to others so that they may know that we are fasting and praying and giving alms. That is important for us to consider, that when we do those things, why do we do those things? For whom do we do those things? Is it to gain recognition? Is it so that others, people might look at us and think we're perfect, we're holy? Or is it for ourselves? Just simply so that we know that we are doing something that draws us closer to God, that shows us what true perfection looks like. The invitation to be perfect today is to really draw into an interior place where God knows us. God knows you. God knows everything that we think before we think it. God knows your thoughts. He knows my thoughts. He knows our thoughts. At times we think that we can be secret to him, that we can hide from him, that God doesn't know what we're thinking. God doesn't see what we're doing. God doesn't hear what we're saying. God knows everything. For all creation is in God, and God is in all creation. God sees you right now. He knows the thoughts that you're thinking right now. He knows what you're saying and not saying right now. That all that stuff, yes, in secret, we have it inside. But it's not a secret from God. God knows your sinfulness. God knows all your malicious deeds. But also God knows all the good that you do. And so he seeks us to do things in private, in secret, interior, so that there's no hidden motive. The reason we do it is because we love God and we want to be closer to God. And in our hearts, we want to be perfect the way God invites us to be perfect. Perfection lies in loving God with all our heart, mind, body, strength, being all our energy, all our intensity, all our attention. Everything is drawn to love of God. That's perfection, because all of God's energy, his intensity, his love, his attention, everything is drawn to us. And then he invites us to be truly perfect, as Jesus has been perfect in our eyes, where he has laid it down for us. He has saved nothing for himself. He has made it all about us. He has shown us perfection is to be obedient to God's word, to do his holy will, to live in the life of his grace, to love our enemies, to pray in silence, interiorly, from the heart, those who have persecuted us, those who have mocked us, those who have wronged us, those who have hurt us. That's perfection. That's perfection in God's eyes, that we do everything not for ourselves, not that it's wrong to pray for ourselves. And yes, we have to care for our spiritual health, and we have to care for our well-being. We have to care for our family and friends. We do have to do those things. But God invites us to give ourselves to Him and to one another. There lies perfection in God's eyes. We, in worldliness and in this world, seek perfection in the way that it causes us to look better than others. Perfection means that we are without fault, that we never make a mistake, that we never stumble, that we never say anything wrong, that we always have the right answer. That's not perfection. That's being conceited. That's being self-centered. That's being selfish. That's being self-absorbed. That's self-love. That makes it all about us. That draws all the attention to us. What that does is increase who we are in the image of the world. What that does is make people worship us and want to be like us and to be envious of us. That's to draw all the attention. We are better than everybody else, which means that when we look at others, they're not perfect. They always stumble and fall. They make mistakes. They're pathetic. And God says, no, I love them. And in my eyes, they're perfect because they do everything in silence. They're meek and humble of heart. They love me with all their heart, mind, body, strength, soul, and being. They're not worried about what people think of them. And if they make a mistake, they say, I'm sorry. Or in humility, they acknowledge, I didn't know that. Thank you for telling me that. That is humility. That is perfection in God's eyes. Jesus invites us to consider perfection in the way God sees it, which is truly to be meek and humble of heart. Sometimes we do make mistakes. Sometimes we're distracted. Sometimes we commit a sin, but that's not our intention. So we are drawn to imperfection. Sinfulness is imperfection. But God gives us the remedy for sinfulness, for being distracted, from making or causing others to be led in the wrong direction because we honestly thought that we knew the answer. That kind of humility is perfect. And it says, I'm sorry. I didn't know the answer. I'm sorry that I led you the wrong way. I really thought that this was true, but now I know it's not. That's perfection. Perfection is knowing our weaknesses. Perfection is knowing that we don't always have the answer. Perfection lies in seeking the way, the truth, and the life. Perfection is not that my dress attire is perfect, that all my hair is in place, not a hair is out of place. That perfection is not about exterior appearances. Remember, God looks into the interior. God looks into the heart. God looks into the hidden place, and it is there where our Heavenly Father, where our Lord Jesus Christ, where the grace and outpouring of the Holy Spirit dwell inside of us and invite us into that perfection of God, that humility of God, the love of God. And so God gives us these three beautiful disciplines to consider in our way and our journey to holiness, to perfection. But we often forget about them because we only pay attention to them during the season of Lent. That it is during the season of Lent, that beautiful season of penance, where we are drawn into the interior nature of who we are, that we are asked to retreat from the world and retreat back into our hearts that have been hardened, where our Lord says to us, if today you hear that inner voice, that quiet voice, that whisper, do not harden your hearts. Well, during this season of ordinary time where we don't particularly focus on one aspect of the birth, the life, the death, or the resurrection of Christ, we actually look at Jesus in totality, all of Christ. We're looking at all aspects of Christ so that we can draw some benefit from his life, that we can draw some benefit from his birth, that we can draw some benefit from his ministry, that we can draw some benefit from his death, that we can draw some benefit from his resurrection and ascension into heaven, that we can just draw all this from the Eucharist, from Scripture, from prayer. So we are invited today to really look at these disciplines as a means, as a mode for us to gain perfection in our lives. Not the way the world sees it, but the way God sees it. To be truly meek and humble of heart. And so these three disciplines. The first one is almsgiving. And almsgiving is such a gift from God that we are able to share all the graces and blessings that he gives us, all the gifts, that we're able to share it with our brothers and sisters in need, that we are called to be charitable, to truly give as Jesus has given, as he said, I have come to bring glad tidings to the poor, and I've come to heal the brokenhearted. But almsgiving isn't simply about giving monetary gifts or even of service to other people. Almsgiving also has to do with us giving of ourselves to God, surrendering ourselves to God, giving our attention to God, giving our thoughts to God, giving our time to God, giving our hearts in totality to God. There lies perfection, where we lay it all down and we put it at the feet of Jesus, that we give it to God as he has given it to God, as he said, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit, I commend my life, I commend all to you. I give it all to you, Father. That there's a beautiful way to consider almsgiving in our journey to perfection. The other thing is prayer. And we know prayer is that beautiful way that we enter into a relationship with God, and we're able to pray for our needs and for one another. But another way to pray, as Our Lady invites us, as many times as she has gone and she has appeared to so many beautiful people in this world, that she always gives them the message of prayer, but to pray in reparation for our sins and those of the whole world, to truly be contrite of heart in our prayer, and to beg for mercy and forgiveness, not only for ourselves, but for one another. So perfection in prayer, as Jesus has invited us to do, is to simply pray for those who have persecuted us, to be able to forgive from our heart, and to love our enemy. There lies perfection in prayer. And then finally, fasting. Fasting traditionally is associated with food. And that is always a good fast, where we're fasting from those things that we indulge in. But a good fast is to consider fast this way. F, faithfully. A, avoid. S, sin. T, temptation. That a good and holy and perfect fast is one where we faithfully avoid all sin and temptation. That we truly are being perfect, as our Heavenly Father is perfect, when we renounce sin and Satan and all his empty promises, and we truly live as beloved children of God.